This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
It is a Sports Saturday, college football final coming up. We're trying to track down Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. The Timberwolves dropped one to the L.A. Lakers last night, and they finally return home for their home opener tomorrow night. The Lakers win it 128-110, and Luka Doncic had a monster night, 49 points in the win over the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are now 1-1, and as I mentioned, they return to Target Center, and they'll take on the Indiana Pacers. That is a 6 o'clock start on Sunday night, so a very fan-friendly start time at the XL Energy Center. Or I should say, no longer the XL Energy Center, but Grand Casino Arena in St. Paul. Of course, Timberwolves play at Target Center in Minneapolis. Once again, Pacers, Timberwolves, Sunday night, 6 o'clock. And then the homestand continues. Nuggets in on Monday. Lakers right here on Wednesday. And then they go on the road. They'll be in Charlotte to play the Hornets next Saturday, 1 week from today. And then they'll be in Brooklyn to take on the Nets a week from Monday. So some home cooking coming up for the Timberwolves. They are 1-1 on the year. Speaking of home cooking, the Wild will be in St. Paul at the arena formerly known as the X. And they need it after a tough road trip. And Jess Myers joins us from the Pioneer Press. Always good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well after that long road trip.
It was a long road trip, but, you know, and you're absolutely right. A possible 10 points on the line, they got 3 of them. And by all accounts, that's just not good enough. They're not happy with that. Played well in spurts, absolutely dominated the Rangers, but that game was kind of a microcosm of what's going on with this team, where even when they play really well, they're not scoring consistently enough. And special teams has been just absolutely Jekyll and Hyde with this team, because the start of the season, they scored 9 consecutive power play goals. Since then, they've gone 0-for-12 on the power play. So try and figure that out. And they're trying to figure it out as we get a 6-game homestand here.
Yeah, and Jess, we have talked about it often over the years. You don't get to the Stanley Cup playoffs early in the year. It doesn't happen in October. But you can dig a hole in October. And what we have learned about the NHL, it is a long season. It's 82 games. But it can be very difficult to make up ground. It's just one of those, when you string together games without points, it's hard to get that back.
And let's be honest, Steve. You say you can't get to the Stanley Cup playoffs in October and November. Without that hot start they had last year after all the injuries started to pile up later in the year, if they wouldn't have had that hot start, they would have been on the outside looking in come playoff time. That bank of points that they built up at this time of year last year is what enabled them to get to the playoffs when they lost guys like Kirill Kaprizov for half the season, Joel Eriksson Ek, Jonas Brodin, you know, all of the injuries that piled up last year. And there's, you know, I wrote this at one point, there are only so many chess pieces you can take off the board and still have hopes of winning. And they just ran out of bodies at a certain point last year.
Yeah, and there's another thing I want to bring up. When you're struggling to score goals, I think there is an analogy in baseball. When a team is struggling to score runs, you put a lot of heat on the starting pitching and the bullpen where they feel like they have to be perfect. And in this case, puts a lot of heat on the goaltenders. It's like, hey, we're struggling to score goals. I need to be perfect, and I need to be thinking about a shutout, and that's probably not a great mindset either.
Absolutely not. You know, you're seeing that with the goaltenders where they feel that pressure to be really good. Yeah. You're also seeing where this team is right now, where the scoring is so front-loaded on that top line, that combination of Kirill Kaprizov and Matt Boldy. Well, opposing teams aren't stupid. They figure out, we'll just check the heck out of that line, and we'll take our chances with the second, third, and fourth line. And I think that's a lot of what we're seeing right now in this certain stretch for the Wild, where they just acknowledge it. You need other players to get going. You need Marcus Foligno to get his first point of the year. You need, you know, Ryan Hartman had two goals in the first game, hasn't scored since then. Even Kaprizov, for the good numbers he's put up, he has one 5-on-5 goal so far, and it was an empty net goal. So, you know, you need him to get going and to be more of a 5-on-5 threat, and they acknowledge that, and now's the time to do it with six straight home games coming up.
Yeah, way too early to panic, but points are imperative on this homestand for the Minnesota Wild. And they get the Utah Mammoth. They've got a nickname, and here we go. I don't know what I think about it. I guess it doesn't matter.
You know, nice start for them too. The Mammoth are off to a 6-2 start. They're 4-0 at home. And you know, I was there for a couple games last year in Utah, and my joke about it was, you know, for a place where they've got that huge Mormon population, and supposedly nobody has caffeine and nobody has alcohol. Man, I saw a lot of big Coors Lights being sold at that arena. So they've really come out for hockey in Utah. Kind of a fun success story after all the struggles they had in Arizona all those years. And hey, you know, familiar name leading the charge, Logan Cooley, 8 games in. He's got 7 points, including a hat trick in his last game. Kind of a cool moment last night. Logan Cooley back in town. You know, he doesn't get back here very often, but the Gophers were playing last night. He came to the Gopher game. They put him on the big screen, huge standing ovation when he was introduced to the crowd at 3M Arena at Mariucci last night. And, you know, kind of a cool thing for him to be back home. Only played here for a year, but, you know, even he acknowledges, you know, this is always going to be a special place in his heart.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Jez Myers joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He's on the Wild beat for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. About this homestand, there are some clubs that, you think the Wild would be able to take advantage and potentially get that scoring punch back. You talked about Utah playing well, but San Jose, it's been a struggle in recent years. The Penguins later in the homestand. I know the Winnipeg Jets loom at Grand Casino Arena on Tuesday night. That is certainly a tough one for the Wild and has been a very good rivalry, but the Jets seem to have the better of it as of late. So there are opportunities on this homestand.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm very interested in that Pittsburgh game because already we're starting to hear some trade wind rumors about, you know, do the Wild go out and get somebody? Do they make a move? They've got cap space. They've got money to do it, to make an in-season trade, to try and add an important piece to this lineup. Keep an eye on that Penguins team, just because with all of Bill Guerin's connections there, you know, and John Hines coached in that system, they know a lot of the guys there. I would wonder if they're not maybe scouting a little bit to see what Pittsburgh has available and if they could possibly swing a deal with somebody there.
Are we talking a big name?
Well, I mean, the dream is Sidney Crosby. We've been talking about him forever. You know, does he want to chase one more cup late in his career? I think the price tag would be pretty high for a guy like that. But no, I'm thinking of a complimentary, you know, second liner, somebody like that with some goal scoring skill that they could bring in and do some fun stuff with. But I don't know. You know, I don't know what's going on. When you start to think you know what's going on inside Bill Guerin's brain, that's when you start to make mistakes. So I'm not going to try and predict anything. I'm just saying keep an eye on the teams that come to town in this road trip, because I think they're going to be looking at some guys about potentially making a move if things don't turn around pretty quickly here.
And that leads me to my next point. And Kirill Kaprizov in the signing, and then they pick up a contract extension with Filip Gustavsson, the goaltender, all good things. But really what matters, and over the long haul, season ticket sales and filling the building with walk-up single-game ticket sales, where are we at on that front? And we'll probably find out on this homestand with all these games strung together. You know, what is the strength of the gate for the Wild right now? Are they pushing 18,000 tonight, or is the ticket market still a little soft?
I mean, it seems like you can always find tickets. I always joke that nothing's ever sold out if you have enough money. But the crowds here have been strong. You're not seeing big patches of empty seats like you do at some other venues, you know, where the perception is that the team's not as competitive. So that's a good sign for this franchise. Now, with that said, the ownership group is walking kind of a fine line now, because they've made it clear that they want some improvements to this arena. You know, they want $100 million from the state. They want some county money. They want some city money, because there are some needs here for the facility. So they have to talk about what they want to do, talk about the fun stuff, but not go out there and say, well, this arena is falling apart, nobody wants to come here, because that can backfire as well. I remember the New York Islanders did that. They said, our arena is a dump, nobody should come here. And well, people stopped coming there. So you certainly don't want that part of it out there. I still think Grand Casino Arena is one of the better facilities in the league, having been around to a lot of them. But I do see the need for some improvements and for some updates. You see some of the event spaces they have at a place like US Bank Stadium. They want some of that same stuff here, those revenue streams. You know, and all of that leads to it potentially putting a more competitive team on the ice if you've got more revenue to do it with.
Yeah, and that is always contentious. The building is still in great shape. Get over there for a lot of high school events. We've got state volleyball coming to Grand Casino Arena later this fall, and of course, boys and girls state hockey tournaments, always a marquee event. The building's in terrific shape, but when it was on the drawing board, they couldn't anticipate some of the things like the choke point on the southwest corner of the arena near the media elevator. I mean, there's things that could be reworked. And then, of course, infrastructure. They've talked about HVAC and connectivity and loading docks and all of those sorts of things to keep the building competitive. I think it'll get worked up, because St. Paul is in a spot where they can't afford the Wild to leave town. They need the X as an anchor downtown, bring people to downtown St. Paul. So I think ultimately it'll get worked out.
Here's the question I have, Steve, and I thought about this again tonight when I drove to the arena. I don't know how you do it because it's a long-term project, but man, that parking ramp needs to be replaced. You know, they were talking 20 years ago about chunks of concrete falling from the ceiling, and they have done a decent job of keeping it safe, keeping it up. But, you know, it's just a matter of you wait till May 15th, you tear the thing down. It's not going to be ready in time. A new one is not going to be ready in time for the next season. So they're really in a bind there because that takes away your main parking spot. And they, I think, have got to find a way to rework something or do something different as far as the ease of parking here at the arena.
I'll say that ramp was scary in the old Civic Center days. So,
I think going back to 1985 state tournament, so that's what 40 years I've been coming here, and and man, other than a few coats of paint, it doesn't seem like they've made a real dramatic improvements to the place you leave your car after the game or during the game.
I'm glad they put up the wire mesh to hold the ramp in place, so it doesn't damage the paint job. But in reality, you bring up a great point about that facility. You tear that down, it is going to take a while to rebuild a structure of that size. Number one, it's going to take a while to bring it down and get the rubble cleared out, let alone rebuild something in its place. And I don't know what the plan B would be. And that could disrupt a full year or more of events and Wild games. Jess, always great to visit with you. Welcome home, and we always are grateful for your time.
I'm just glad I get to stay around for a few days. I got sick of hotel beds, so good to be home, and 6-game homestand, let's get her going.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers of the Pioneer Press, online at twincities.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.